This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Cybersecurity teams have been working feverishly to stem the impact of the single biggest global ransomware attack on record. Some details are emerging about the Russia-linked gang responsible breaching the company whose automated network management software was the conduit. Thousands of victims have been identified in at least 17 countries, with ransom demands of up to 5 million reported. The FBI says the scale of the attack means it may not be able to respond to each victim individually. The attack comes less than a month after U.S. President Joe Biden pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop providing safe haven to Rival and other ransomware gangs. Demolition crews have set off explosives to bring down the remaining portion of a collapsed South Florida condo. The demolition late Sunday was a key to resuming the search for victims of the June 24th collapse, and even expected to open new areas for rescue teams to work in. No one has been found alive since the first hours after the disaster. So far, rescuers have recovered the remains of at least 24 people, with 121 still missing. Search efforts were suspended Saturday to allow demolition crews to drill holes for the explosives needed to bring the building down. Concerns had mounted that the damaged Surfside building was at risk of falling on its own. The approach of Tropical Storm Elsa added to those concerns. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden celebrated the second July 4th holiday of the coronavirus by declaring that America is coming back together. Service members and first responders were among more than 1,000 guests at a White House event Sunday marking the nation's birthday. Biden highlighted the success of the vacation campaign, or vaccination campaign, I should say, that he championed, but also warned that the fight to against COVID-19 is not over. To the millions yet to be vaccinated, the president said getting your shot is the most patriotic thing you can do. More than 200 Americans still die each day from COVID-19, and a more infectious variant of the virus is still spreading rapidly globally. Cuba has evacuated 180,000 people amid fears that Tropical Storm Elsa could cause heavy flooding as it passes over the island Monday after battering several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. The Cuban government opened shelters and a move to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops moving along Cuba's southern coast, and it's forecast to cross central Cuba on Monday. The storm's next target is in the U.S., Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 15 counties, including Miami-Dade County, where the high-rise condominium building collapsed last week. Elsa was a Category 1 hurricane until Saturday morning, causing widespread damage in several eastern Caribbean islands on Friday. The Vatican says Pope Francis has reacted well to planned intestinal surgery at a Rome hospital. In a statement late Sunday, a Holy See spokesman says that the 84-year-old Francis had general anesthesia during the surgery necessitated by narrowing of the sigmoid portion of the large intestine. The Vatican gave little detail about the pontiff's condition. Spokesman Matteo Bruni did not say how long Sunday surgery lasted, or did he give any other details about the procedure? Bruni also did not say for how long the Pope was unconscious under anesthesia, or how long Francis is expected to stay in the Rome hospital. Francis is expected to convalesce in a special 10th floor suite reserved for popes. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.